What I plan on doing is taking my THC and going to sleep tonight. That's all I know. Dr. Jacob Merman, how are you, sir?
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm doing extremely. I have to come in and see you because it's October. I got to get in and see you. I got to make an appointment.
Well, it's easy. So come on over.
So I'll just come over. I'll just come over next week. That'll be all right.
Do you wait?
I do not vape. No, I do. I can't even do tincture. Those tinctures give me heartburn. I can do the capsules. I cannot vape.
Ah, right. So, we have some issues about vaping to talk about, huh?
Yes, sir.
Because there's apparently been some injuries and some people got hurt by vaping products. Well, the first thing is... none of the cases in Minnesota were caused by the products made by the local producers of cannabis. That's the first thing to know.
Right, right.
So it appears to be safe. Now, let me just kind of recoup what's going on. So apparently in the last couple of months, over 800 cases of lung injury happened from vaping. Of them, 12 people died. In Minnesota, there's about 55 probable cases of lung injury. Now, obviously, we're very concerned because, you know, some of the cannabis products I actually vaped, and I'll talk about why. Another thing to know, people were hurt by both THC and nicotine-containing vapes. So it's not the THC itself that causes the trouble. So there's something in those cartridges that seems to cause trouble, and really nobody knows what it is at this point. But all of them apparently were sold in an illicit manner. So these were not legal cannabis products.
Mm-hmm.
There is information on... Minnesota Department of Health website describing like symptoms, what happened to these people. Specifically, they got sick and the sickness lasted for days to weeks. Some of them got into ITUs. They had shortness of breath, fever, cough, vomiting, diarrhea, headache, dizziness, chest pain. So they were very sick. There's all kinds of theories of what's causing it. But we really don't know what it is. And again, none of the Minnesota products made legally caused any of the problem. Now, having said that, still, I mean, the Minnesota dispensaries make other types of products. Like you said, you know, it's not just vapes. It's also capsules, oil drop, and topical products, so like creams. The difference between them is the oral products take a little longer to take effect, but also work longer. The topical also works pretty well. The vapes are used when you need to get immediate effect because the effect of a vape product is it takes hold in seconds, like 15 seconds, I hear. And so people often use it for breakthrough pain or breakthrough anxiety, as in PTSD, et cetera. And so, that's how it's used. And, I've talked to many, many people who are using all of these types of products, and, I have not heard of any, bad side effects like this. You know, we hear minimal side effects sometimes, like, some dryness in the mouth. Some people do get a little bit high, then they only take the product at night, or they get it, the product adjusted. That's what the pharmacists are for. You know, they adjust these things and, then people don't have side effects and still have, good results, you know, from the medicine. So let's see, what else do I need to say? So all the products here in Minnesota, again, I spoke with, the dispensary people, and it is required by law to have them all tested by a third-party lab. So they make it, and then somebody else make sure that there's no harmful chemicals in there, and there's the right amounts of the alkaloids, that is THC and CBD, where THC is the one that is somewhat psychoactive or that may make you high, and CBD is more of an anti-inflammatory type. But usually that both of them are needed for a good effect in most cases, especially in pain. So we are seeing a lot of people. I've certified probably over 2,000 people and seeing all of them in follow-up in the last 4 years. The results are usually very good. Pain cases, as in intractable pain. In fact, intractable pain is a kind of an unclear term. It doesn't even exist in a medical diagnostic book. What we have is chronic pain in the book. That's how we have to, like, when we see people, we code our visits. That's what we have to put in. And so actually on October 15, there's going to be a meeting at the Minnesota Department of Health, and chronic pain will be considered as a qualifying condition. And I suppose it'll probably be accepted because that's even a better definition. We'll see. But people with pain, usually they're taking other medications like narcotics or opioids, as well as others. And they usually have difficulty sleeping, often because of the pain, and they're very irritable. And once they get some cannabis and the dose is optimized by the pharmacist, in most cases without side effects, the pain goes down significantly. The first thing that happens is that they sleep a lot better. They are more, they feel a lot better in the daytime. They go back to work. Their life just totally improves. And I often hear statements like this was a life-changing thing for me when we started cannabis. Their family life improves, et cetera. We see a lot of PTSD cases. And actually, back to the pain, these are the people that are most often vaping just to get, if they have a breakthrough pain, if they didn't take enough of the oral medicine, then they can vape and then the pain goes down quickly. A lot of cases of PTSD, both in veterans and other people. Here people have a lot of disturbed sleep, nightmares, anger, irritability. They startle real easy. They can't be in room full of people. They can't go out to malls, etc. It's a very disabling condition. And when we put them on cannabis, again, it's a total turnaround in most cases. They start going out. They feel a lot better. They sleep a lot better. Their nightmares goes away. All of this. So it's great. And, of course, the inflammatory bowel conditions like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, we've had quite a few remissions of these, and people have been able to stop some other medications, even the immunosuppressants that they take for these. And in pain, again, people with pain, we see so many people who stopped their opioids, even things like fentanyl, once they get on cannabis. To summarize, it's good medication. A few side effects, if any, helps a lot of people. Sometimes there are unexpected, good side effects that you don't really expect. Like sometimes, for example, I've seen a couple of cases where we treated them for pain and all of a sudden their asthma goes away. Well, we can't prescribe it for asthma, but, sometimes that happens. Some people actually lose weight because now they are not in pain and they can exercise more and they sleep better. And when you sleep better, you're not as hungry, and then you lose weight, and then their diabetes improves. So all kinds of effects like this. There's that. People can reach us. I'm with Life Medical. That's our clinic. It's 952-933-8900, our phone number. Our website is lifemedical.us.
Very good, sir.
So that's what we do. We do other things. Most of these people often need other therapies. Sometimes after they're on cannabis, we optimize their care. We do some other things, and then they feel further improved, and then we can reduce the amount of cannabis that they can use. And I mean other therapies, including some nutritional supplements or homeopathy or acupuncture or hypnotherapy or physical therapy. We are an integrative clinic, so that's how we treat people. We figure out the most efficient ways of helping them. So that's really all I have to say. Is anybody having any questions out there?
No, the one thing I do want to mention is that it's been about a year, a little over a year for me now. I could not sleep from the time, I remember the date, December 10th, 1970. I could not sleep that night, and it was all those decades later I finally got on THC to sleep. It's wonderful. I sleep very well. I'm in a much better mood. People have noticed I'm in far too good a mood now, Dr. Merman, so that's your fault, because I'm in such a good mood.
We messed you up, you know. It's no fun anymore.
Dr. Merman, thank you for your time, sir. Great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. All the best to everybody.
I'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.